You know something is going really well if we have a guest on back-to-back days. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Connor Happer. He is with 620 in Omaha. Yesterday, Jack Caglione had his AAA debut in Omaha for the Storm Chasers. Connor, how you doing today, my man?
I'm good, Carrington. Good to talk to you again. What's up?
Absolutely, man. Long time no talk, man. I know you probably got, I don't know, you're probably headed to job number six right now.
That's right. Yeah, we're on job three out of six, I think, at the moment. Going out to Arkansas for a regional this weekend. I saw that you're having the Kansas coach on after me, so this will be – you guys are like the biggest Kansas City radio station on the Arkansas Fayetteville regional.
Okay, yeah, no, we actually – we do have him coming on in just a little bit. Rob, our producer, you spoke to him. He is a Kansas alum, so, you know, we try to show love from time to time to KU. Let's actually start with that, and then we'll talk about Jack Caglione in a bit. How are people feeling about this regional down in Arkansas? How are people handicapping this regional?
Yeah, I think, you know, Arkansas probably seems like the heavy favorite. The thing about them, though, is this: they've struggled in the postseason. They haven't got out of a regional in a couple of years. They've been upset on their home field. So, you know, I think it's one of those things where anything could happen. KU with the long ball, you know, Creighton with its pitching and its, you know, hot hitting at the moment. I think as well, like both of those teams will pose interesting challenges. We've actually seen, Creighton has seen North Dakota State, the fourth team in this regional this year, and we've actually lost to them once out of twice this year as well. So I think it's top to bottom pretty good. Arkansas will have their hands full, but you know they get the crowd going and all those things. Like I would think that they're a pretty heavy favorite to get out of it.
One of my really good friends actually lives in Fayetteville. It's one of the few, I would say, towns in America that really loves college baseball. You know, there's a lot of places that love college football, a lot of places that love college basketball. Fayetteville is one of those places, like, really get into their college baseball team.
No, it's really cool. Like, you go there, you know, most college towns, you go there and it's like a college football team plays there, and then, you know, they show up and they think a football game's playing, but it's actually a baseball game. Like Ole Miss, I would describe as that. Like, they came up for the College World Series a couple of years ago and you know, played the national championship game and won the national championship. And talking to their fans, they were like, yeah, we just like football. And they told me there was a party up here, so we came. Arkansas is like the exact opposite. They're locked in on Hogs baseball. Like, it's actually really, really cool. So they do it big down there.
Right now, we're talking to Connor Happer. He is with 1620 down in Omaha. He is going down to Fayetteville for the regional. KU is in that regional. Also was yesterday at the AAA debut, at least at home, for Jack Caglione in Omaha. So, Connor, you got a chance to see Cags up close. You got a chance to see him in person. What was your impression?
Yeah, man. I mean, he's first of all, he's a giant. I mean, you guys know this. I mean, I was having some conversations with people yesterday. Like, they're about what number he's – I mean, he wants to be 14, and he had it 41 on the road, you know, because the jersey numbers are congruent, run congruent with the sizes of the uniforms. He got into a 14 in the light blue jerseys that they were wearing yesterday, but it was a little snug on him. So that probably – he's impressive. You know, the way he moves is really, really – really smooth, and he didn't look totally comfortable at the plate yesterday, but he's the type of guy that could turn it on in a flash, and I mean, he's already done it for a week in AAA. People will adjust, but he'll adjust with them. Like, I don't think he'll have any problem with AAA pitching over a long period of time.
You mentioned the adjustment. What is the biggest challenge you see from players that were in AA that are getting the call up to AAA? What is the part that they struggle with the most?
I think, you know, one of the things is just handling the next level. Like, these are adults now. These aren't like prospects anymore. And a lot of these guys have been in the major leagues or are in the major leagues, right? So you kind of have to deal with that entire thing. It's a level up, but we've seen over the last several years, I think, in my opinion, just like a flattening a little bit. There, it feels like minor league baseball is generally just younger now. So it's maybe less of an adjustment as it was before. I think you see guys moving up quicker on a quicker path to the major leagues nowadays. So maybe, I mean, that learning curve hasn't been too difficult so far for Jack. But man, he's got some raw power, and it's just, you know, you're looking for the holes. And then, you know, you match it up with what's going on in Kansas City as well. And there's a need there, right? So, like I said yesterday, you got to think the clock's ticking a little bit.
You mentioned yesterday that Omaha, there was a little bit of a buzz around him. It was day one. It was his home debut. I saw a lot of local entities here in Kansas City made the drive up to see him for his first start. What was the reception like? What was the crowd like to see him make his debut in Omaha?
It was great, man. It was a good pop. You know, people were excited. There was a little girl like right in the front row behind the Storm Chasers dugout that said a big sign that said Jack. Like, I think people are as excited as they've been for a prospect to come through here in a while, just because of, you know, the type of player that he is and like what he brings to a baseball team, right? It's the power. It's the, like, people want to see that. They want to come into the ballpark and they want to see him hit 450 foot home runs. Like, even if he goes 0 for 5 one night, there's just as good of a chance the next night, tonight, he's going to come back and hit one into the cornfield out beyond right field. So, like, I think that's absolutely why people are going to continue to show up this week. It wasn't great weather last night. I think it's going to get better throughout the week. So I would expect people to continue to come out all week to see Jack the first time in Omaha.
Right now, we're talking to Connor Happer for a couple more minutes, just getting his thoughts on AAA. Jack Caglione made his Omaha debut yesterday, played his first game in Omaha. Connor, when you watch this Omaha team, are you seeing anybody else that you think is potentially close? I do kind of want to get your opinion on John Ray. We haven't got a chance to see him for a whole lot of time here in Kansas City. Only played two games for the Royals, but certainly someone you're familiar with in Omaha. I guess two-part question. Tell us a little bit more about John Ray. And is there anybody else in Omaha that you think is close to coming up to Kansas City?
Yeah, I love watching Rave. I mean, I think he's a exciting player. You know, he can kind of do everything pretty well. The question is he going to be able to produce, you know, enough to be able to stick up there, right? Like, so we'll see how that kind of works out for him. You kind of just have to get hot over a short period of time. But I like Rave. I think if there's a guy to watch out for, and, you know, the Royals, it doesn't seem like they need a whole lot of infield help. Like, they have the options kind of there, although there's a couple guys who aren't hitting at the moment. But, you know, Cam Devaney is a really good infielder. He's a surprisingly good athlete. You know, can really pick it defensively up in the middle infield. So I think you could put him at either of those spots, and he's really solid. Decent with the bat as well. Hits it for a little bit more power probably than you would expect out of a second baseman shortstop type. So, yeah, I mean, part of that is the ballpark too. Like, they play in a pretty small ballpark, and across the minor league, you know, the league that they play in, there are some small ones. But, like, I would highlight him. And, you know, it seems like MJ is starting to, you know, get a little bit more comfortable. It's been a long time coming for him to kind of get it turned around, but it feels like he's really starting to maybe get on to something as of the last week or so.
Connor, you have to come on the show one more time to be friend of the show. So this is like a pre-screening interview for us to determine if you're going to come on the show one more time. Whenever you go get a hot dog, what condiments do you put on it?
Anything but ketchup.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and fast track your application. We have new friend of the show, Connor Happer.
Let's go.
Joining us on the show. Connor, you know what? Usually we make people come on three times to be friend of the show, but with that answer, you know what? I got the power to fast track, and I can move you to the front of the line. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
Love it, man. Call me anytime. We'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. That is Connor Happer joining us on the show today.